Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You hear that song, you know what day it is. Time to get down to business with none other than the legend, Mr. PFT Commenter, joining the program. I assume he's live in Chicago. PFT, what's up, dude?
What's going on, JP? How's it going, man? Yeah, I'm in Chicago right now. I'm watching the Masters. I was actually just thinking yesterday about the time that you sent me a pimento cheese sandwich from the Masters.
Yeah, dude.
In the mail.
He brought some back. PFT brought some back the other day, and he and Jeff ate the egg salad, and they both needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's certain food items that travel well in the mail. I would say, like, maybe beef jerky. Would travel well in the mail. Maybe Cheerios would travel well in the mail. When you mail somebody a pimento cheese sandwich, doesn't really carry that well. And that's
with frozen vegetables.
I asked JP to mail me a sandwich, and it didn't travel well. Yeah, it kind of stunk up the whole office when I opened it up. But I did appreciate the effort on JP's part.
I'll confess to you that there was an option to, like, overnight it to New York, which may have maybe made it edible, but it was like $150, and I was like, man, I don't know that I could swing $150 on a sandwich overnight delivery.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it's I guess that extra day really affects the mayonnaise and the cheese in the sandwich. So
we'll figure out a system yet. I'll come up with a plan.
Who tried to charge $150 to send a sandwich?
It was like FedEx. Because I don't know. Maybe I did something wrong.
And you did something totally wrong.
But overnight from Augusta to New York is not cheap, dude. Dude, so you're watching the Masters. What do you think so far? How about Spieth having a 9 on his card?
Very relatable. Extremely relatable. I've done that before. You do the thing where after you make it, you turn around, you start looking up the fairway and counting your strokes. Okay, that was 1, that was 2, that was 3. It's just one of those golf courses that'll break you. There's nothing more frustrating than a course where you have the opportunity to putt the ball into the water. I hate it. I hate it when that happens to me. It happens all the time because I'm not very good. But it's nice to see the pros do it every now and again just to be like, okay, pros, just like us.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
But Max looks really good. Max Homa is out there. He's crushing it. For all you homosexuals out there like myself, I know, B-Mitch, you're a homophobe, right? You don't like Max Homa?
I like Homa.
Oh, you do? Okay, good, yeah. good. Yeah, Max is crushing it right now. And the fact that he's playing with Tiger Woods, his childhood hero, is pretty incredible. Max just said earlier this week that his screen name on AIM when he was growing up, I think it was like Woods Fan 59 or so, or maybe the next Tiger Woods 59 when he was growing up.
Wow.
And so this is like a legend to him that he's playing with, and they've become friends, and Max is just, he's dialed in right now. So, and Max Homa, out of all the people, and I'm sure that, you know, you guys have interviewed a ton of people in sports throughout all sports. For me personally, Max Homa might be the nicest person that we've ever come across doing our show. And he's become an actual friend. And it's because he's a genuinely just good, down-to-earth guy. And it's cool to see him doing well. And we're rooting for him.
Well, his other guy's a little different. Bryson DeChambeau, can he hold on?
I don't know. He might be holding on too firmly with that grip strength that he's got going.
He's something.
I like the fact that Bryson's in the mix because he makes people angry. I'm not a big Bryson fan. There was a big rivalry between him and Brooks Koepka. I took Brooks' side in that one. And he's, you know, Bryson's kind of a dork. I think it was Kirk Minahan or Ryan Whitney on today's Part of My Take put it, they love watching really dumb guys who think they're smart. And I think that's what Bryson falls into. He's not easy to root for. He's kind of a weird guy, but he does make people angry. And I think it's good to have guys like him around the leaderboard, at least get, you know, an interesting close to this tournament, hopefully, with some big personalities in it. So we've kind of been missing that the last few years at the Masters. We haven't had a real super close final round. So I want there to be a good leaderboard on Sunday, and I want it to be exciting. And having Bryson involved definitely helps that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And, you know, I listen to your podcast regularly, and Homa seems just like such a good, cool dude that I will absolutely – like, if it comes down to him and Bryson, it's an easy who I'm rooting for. But, you know, as far as, like, maybe you kind of hinted at it there, like, Scheffler's kind of boring, but it's hard to think he doesn't win almost. Like, he's just so good, and since he went to that – mallet putter, he's been kind of killing it. I don't know. The Bryson thing, the fact that he's wearing his LIV uniform or whatever you call that at Augusta is just so lame to me. I love that Koepka took the LIV money but doesn't do that. Like, not all these guys wear that nonsense.
Well, you know, some guys, like PFT just said, he wants to act like he's smarter than everybody, but he's a straight dork.
Totally.
Yeah, no, Bryson's definitely a try-hard guy, and you know, there's some good elements to being a tryhard sometimes. If you know, we were talking to TJ Watt a few weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, people call me a tryhard. Excuse me, Max Crosby. He's like, people call me a tryhard. It's like, well, I would like my football player to be a tryhard. I would like my favorite football team to have guys on the team that like to show up super early and work out all day and put in all the effort. But Bryson sometimes, I don't know what he's going for. I don't think, the thing about Bryson is at least he's not trying hard to force people to like him. He's just kind of being a goofy guy. And listen, the LIV PGA rivalry, I don't think that there really was one until last year. You know, when the tour started, I think most of the LIV guys were just kind of keeping their heads down, and they're like, you know, in the back of their head, they knew, okay, we chose to abandon the tour and we're taking the money now. But then as more and more players did it, there became a sense of, you know, F the PGA, because the PGA tour has really screwed this entire thing up. So now you've got the LIV guys that are kind of banding together. And I think it was Sergio Garcia that said that their goal as a tour is to win the Masters this year. I think if a LIV person wins the Masters, that would also be good for golf. I think having that rivalry going as we get closer to maybe a merger between the two leagues would probably be good and get a lot of people talking, because the PGA does need some help right now. The winners of the tournaments this year have all been kind of rookies and guys out of nowhere. And
Scottie Scheffler wins a lot, man.
Scottie's the one, yeah.
And he's right there in second place. So I think if Bryson starts to be what he does sometimes, hit the ball against trees and stuff like that, Scottie's going to be there to just take him.
Yeah.
Unless the baby comes. That's the thing. It's like if his wife goes into labor, Scottie's going to walk off the course, which – respect to him.
He better do that today, and not if he gets into that final round on Sunday, he's not leaving that court.
Yeah,
his wife might say, fool, you better not come here.
He'd just be like, oh, I'm not allowed to have my phone.
Yeah, exactly. So I was saying that Scottie should have taken the Tiger Woods method of abstaining from sex before the Masters. He should have just done it 9 months ago. And you got to plan it. You got to plan out your sex calendar if you're a professional golfer, make sure that it's not interfering with Sunday of Augusta. But I don't know, man. I heard him say like three times that he's definitely going to walk off the course if his wife goes into labor. And I think she's due in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So hopefully she doesn't go.
Yeah, hopefully that thing is on schedule.
Scotty's a married man. He takes what he can get when he can get it.
JB, you say it's the first. First is normally late. So
it's his first, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be late. It'd be all right.
The Masters, though, is just always so much fun to watch. And they do. It was kind of I realized it kind of sucked for the players, but I kind of loved that we got golf till sunset last night and then first thing this morning because of the weather delay. I do fear that's going to hurt Tiger. I don't know if you saw Tiger at all this morning. He just does not look comfortable, man.
He doesn't. He just hit one pretty close, though. I think they're on hole number three, so he might get dialed back in. And you're right, JP. Like it, as a consumer, as a sports watcher myself, I do like having it. It works with the weekday schedule so much better if we can get golf delayed. That's why I like it when they do the West Coast majors, where you get primetime finishes in a major tournament. That's always fun to watch. But yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a weekend here. It's a sign of you getting older, I think, is you start to just really, really look forward to Masters weekend. When you're a kid, you're like, oh, my dad's gonna be watching golf, you know, all weekend long. This is kind of boring. Let's go outside and play. You get a little bit older, and you're like, yeah, Masters weekend. I'm gonna take the best nap ever on Sunday.
Totally, man. Totally. Let's switch it to the upcoming NFL draft. Are you almost tired of the discussion? I know you don't have to be as deep in the salt mines specifically to number two with the Commanders, but it's gotten like oddly divisive, and there are people on both sides of kind of what seems to be just a Daniels Drake May debate of who they want. I believe, if I recall, you're on the Jaden Daniels side of the fence, but kind of happy with whatever they do. Is that right?
Yeah. So you guys are down in the weeds of all the discussions. Like every small little report that comes out in DC radio, I'm sure you guys are analyzing every single aspect of it. And you probably just want the draft to get here. I'm of the mindset that I personally like Jaden Daniels, but I also know that, you know, my opinion on quarterback evaluations probably shouldn't carry a whole lot of weight, because I like watching football, but I'm not a scout. I don't get this stuff. So I think Jaden Daniels is an electric player. He brings an incredible dimension with his running game, and he's gotten so much better as a passer and as a teammate, apparently, too. So his teammates, they love him at LSU, and he had one of the best seasons in the history of college football at the quarterback position. So I like watching him play. I know he takes a lot of hits. I know he's really skinny, and I know that can be a concern. But, man, if you watch that guy play on Saturday, he was must-see TV, and I guess he'd just be really easy for me to root for, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of those guys that you don't know what he's capable of on any given play, and he's exciting. So I like him. I like his ability. That said, if we end up getting Drake May, I'm going to be the biggest Drake May guy that you've ever met in your entire life. The one guy I'm having a hard time talking myself into is JJ. If they take JJ McCarthy, I just don't understand how you can be excited about getting a guy like that who he didn't throw the ball in college. So unless they just kept him as like the world's biggest secret weapon and never needed to actually deploy him, then I don't know what else you're looking at. You can look at ability, but for me, being able to do it in a game against high level competition, that's the best test that you can have when you're evaluating guys. So I feel like that would be a big roll of the dice if you're taking JJ that high because of, you know, what you perceive to be his talent and ability during workouts.
Well, or just the interview, because from what I'm hearing, basically I hear from a lot of these people that when a guy goes and talks to you, he can be unbelievable. But I haven't heard anybody pay anybody for talking in interviews.
Yeah. It's like when the Bears took Trubisky, second overall, I think. They were blown away by the dinner they went to with him, and they were blown away by the fact that he drove like a 1996 Toyota Camry or whatever it was.
So
it showed like how humble he was. That's cool. I like that. I like a little storyline like that every now and again. But I would also prefer that my quarterback be really good at playing football.
Yes.
Right. Like ultimately, that there should be the baseline of what matters most, and it's the actual football playing. Are you surprised at all that it seems like, for all the rumors and nonsense surrounding Caleb Williams and the Bears early on, that seems like none of it has actually happened?
Yeah, we run out of things to talk about sometimes. Sometimes you look for narratives that might not be totally there. And with Caleb Williams, there was a lot of stuff coming out about how involved his dad was and some things that were getting leaked about where he did and did not want to play. I think that, you know what, Elon Musk taking over Twitter, he said he did for free speech. I think sometimes free speech has gone too far when it comes to the aggregator accounts on Twitter.
Agreed.
That just take every tiny little morsel and they put it out there like it's a report.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. They're playing all of us because they've got the little blue check mark next to their name, and they can say, early report, Caleb Williams' father planning on pulling an Eli Manning and not letting him go to Chicago. And you get stuff like that out there just so that they can get engagement, because they end up getting a paycheck now from Twitter for the amount of engagement that they get per month. And what it's done is just put everybody out there has like nine different rumors that they've heard that they will then tell to their friends, who will then spread to their friends. And now nobody knows who's taking who, and there's all these like fake reports and fake information out there about the NFL draft. You need to limit free speech when it comes to reports of, and smoke screens about what's going on in the NFL draft. I will get behind that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. You know what? I got tagged. I can only imagine what you get tagged in. But I had somebody tag me as one of these random aggregating fake news services tag me in a Jaden Daniels claims he can run a 4.240. And then I tried to find where that came from. I just Googled it, and it just doesn't exist. And but yet, you know, 1,000 people responded to this thing. And
PFT, he likes to click on stuff. I keep telling him, stop clicking.
No, but B, I'm not clicking on it. People are just responding because the aggregator put my name in their tweet. Like, I didn't do anything on that one. It's annoying.
It might all be the same guy. There might be just one dude that's running all these accounts and just putting out, like, the most salacious information that he knows that people want to click on. And if that's the case, then respect to that guy. That guy is basically the hardest working person in America.
King of the internet.
Yeah, like 9 different aggregator accounts. But I don't even know what's real and what's not anymore when it comes to what teams are doing in the process. And also, like, are there any GMs out there that like talk to reporters and tell them their actual plans? What would be the purpose of that?
Right.
I don't get it.
Nothing at all.
Totally. Dude, I thought you and Big Cat had a really good conversation about it, so I did want to talk Shohei real quick. We're talking with our friend PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. Of course, the world famous Pardon My Take podcast. You can follow him at PFT Commenter on X and Instagram and everywhere else. Shohei, the interpreter Ipe, lost $40 million. Now, certainly what people want us to believe is that they never bet on baseball and Shohei had no idea. That's a lot of money to have no idea about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, he won $142 million. He lost $182 million. So as far as the evidence goes right now, and it was an investigation I think that was conducted by the FBI, by the federal government, they don't have any evidence at all linking Shohei to any of these bets. They're saying it was all Ipe. And I actually think that it would be extremely hard for the FBI to believe that the FBI is covering up for Shohei, because if you're a federal investigator, you want nothing more than to get a big trophy on your wall. And if you're the guy that bust Shohei Ohtani, then that's a career-making case right there. So I don't think that the FBI is covering up anything for Shohei Ohtani. I think that there would be too many people that would have to be involved in that, and it would be too big of a story with really no upside whatsoever for the FBI to let Shohei get away with this. But I do think that there's still a lot of smoke around the fact that there was a bookmaker that was allowing a translator who makes $100,000 to $200,000 a year to rack up $40 million in gambling debt. Mm-hmm. That ratio to me is like so far off that I don't know how it could possibly happen. Now, maybe Ipe was just saying Shohei is bankrolling me and he's good for it, and Shohei had no idea whatsoever that this was going on. But to me, that's a little bit more difficult to believe than a lot of people are leading on. So I don't know. I don't have any extra evidence about, you know, Shohei's involvement. I just think that it stinks a little bit. And he might be completely innocent. He might be the victim of massive financial crime. But for me, I'm still going to root for Shohei. I don't want Shohei to be suspended. I like watching Shohei play baseball. I'm just going to be skeptical about it.
$187 million spent. When did he sign a $700 million deal that he's deferred? So, let's say it's $187 million that he bet. Doesn't mean that that's how much he took out, but over $100 million he took out your account. You don't notice any of that?
Okay, so the way I understand it is, and this is why I think legalized gambling is good, because he would not be able to do that under legalized gambling, because you can't bet on credit, right? You have to put the money into your account. You can't spend money that you don't have if you're using a legal gambling website. If you have a bookie, you don't pay them the money up front. You can bet whatever your limit is, and then when that bill comes due, then you have to pay it. And so that's how a lot of people get in way, way over their head. So it's not like he deposited, $320 million into account, or did $320 million worth of transactions, but he did end up owing $16 million. And the thing is, Shohei, he wasn't that highly paid in years past. Now, obviously,
that's what I'm saying.
He had endorsements and stuff, but until recently, and he's still getting deferred payment on that, so he's not like his bank account doesn't have $700 million in it for all I know. The only way that I can see this happening is if eBay was telling the guys, like, Shohei is aware that I'm gambling with you guys and he's agreed to cover all my debts. But that seems like something that when it gets up to that much money, I don't know that a big time bookie would just take the word of a guy saying Shohei has agreed to cover all my debts. So just let me keep betting and run this tab up to $16 million. You know, like that's taking a guy at his word for something like that doesn't sound like a good business practice to me. But my big question is,
The bookie and the damn eBay were working together. eBay, whatever his name is.
Does the bookie get to keep the money, or he has to give that back to Shohei? I'd imagine, right?
Somebody's got to give something. If those two are together as much as they say they are, and this dude is ripping 25 bets a day, it's easy to rip 25 bets on a college football NFL weekend. But in May, we're like,
you really got to grind at it. You got to start. I think it's betting on.
And if you're not betting on baseball and you found 25 bets to put in May, what do you got? Mystics? Maybe. I don't know. PFT, we got to bounce, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You do the same, man. Enjoy the Masters. Go, Max. That is our friend PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. Always appreciate him making time. Also appreciate getting to bet legally and not with Shohei's bookie. ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promos from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Details. If you're not vibing yet, you better be. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. You know where you can buy Scotty's now?
In VA.
Virginia, baby. Landini, is that at liquor stores? Because I know they've got it. Dudley's has it now at the bar. Oh, dude, so you can get Scotty's now at the ABC stores in Virginia.
ABC, baby.
Well, and I follow Scotty's on Instagram, and they've expanded to the Eastern Shore in Maryland. They are growing, man.
Yeah.
That's a growth stock. I don't know if you can buy Scotty's stock, but you should. Another growth stock you should check out is our friend Bobby Blanco. Bobby's blowing up. He's on the radio all over the place now, working for Massive Sports, covering the Nats. Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy Red Bull Vodka Friday. I might have to have one on the golf course this afternoon.
Oh!
Get it, baby.
I take it you are not in California with the Nats, then?
I am not. I am in Laytonville. Shout out Montgomery County Golf.
Oh, nice. All right. What's your game like, Bobby?
Over there, Blue Mash?
Yeah, Laytonville Golf Course. Blue Mash is the backup.
Yeah. What's your game like, Bobby?
Not great, but I'm here to have fun. You know, I like getting out.
That sounds like
I
me.
Like swinging. I like having fun with my friends and, you know, have placed some bets along the way just for fun.
That's a very good attitude. What were your bets on the Masters? Because all mine are about to lose.
Yeah, I did not get to place any on the Masters before the tournament started. I have to check the leaderboard when I'm done today, maybe play some tomorrow. You know, I live in D.C., and, you know, since D.C. Gambit's, I guess, getting bought by FanDuel, I guess. Yeah, yep. That's coming soon. It hasn't happened yet, though, so I have not been able to place too many bets as of yet.
Gotcha. Well,
it's coming.
I know a guy.
Yeah, hopefully. It's going to be Monday, and that's too late.
All right, so let's talk a little baseball, dude. I'd say at this point the Nats have they played well in San Fran. They probably are playing a little bit better than most expect. And the fact that the Marlins are god awful kind of feels like maybe the Nats don't finish in last in the division. What do you make of a 5-7 start for Washington?
Yeah, and they could be closer to 500 if you take, you know, Kyle Finnegan had a meltdown in Cincinnati that first series of the season and that finale. They could have won that series. Wednesday, I know, kind of got away from them, but if you watch that game, it was a weird game out in San Francisco. They just really got unlucky. Patrick Corbin wasn't great, but some unlucky bounces still went their way. So, you know, theoretically, they could be a 500 ball club right now, which is great. And like you mentioned, the Marlins are off to a terrible start. And you know, if the Nationals somehow don't finish at the bottom of the barrel this year, that is a huge step forward. I still predicted them to finish last, even though I had them winning more games than they did last year. I just thought the Marlins could be, you know, a little bit better. But with this terrible start, and we've seen terrible starts before around here with the Nats, you know, those are sometimes hard to overcome. So, you know, I think this is a team that is playing about maybe a little bit above where we expect them to be, especially against a good team like, you know, the Pirates might be for real, might be a little better than we thought. You know, we obviously know the Phillies. Let's see how they handle a bad team in the Athletics this weekend. You know, they should be able to take 2 of 3, if not sweep them. And then let's see how they stack up to the Dodgers, one of the better teams in all the league next week.
Yeah, one of those bad starts ended up being a World Series. Not saying that's what they're going to do.
Right.
Just hope that they can play a lot better.
What's the crowd going to look like in Oakland for Nats A's this weekend?
I think tens
of people?
Yeah, it's that. You know, I feel so bad for those fans. I mean, you know, I grew up in this area, and obviously, you know, I'm a Commanders fan, so I know how it feels to root for a team with a bad ownership group. But just the way that everything has played out, the move to Las Vegas that was supposed to happen in a couple of years, now maybe not happening for 6 years or so. And now
I thought
they're
moving
to
Sacramento or something in the meantime.
Well, yeah.
In the meantime.
Now they have to go play at a AAA stadium that's not even their own affiliate. The AAA team is for the Giants. It's
wow.
Like, if I'm the Giants, I'm like, wait, why am I getting, you know, kind of screwed over for this? What did I do wrong?
How does baseball let that go? I mean, they're going to be playing in a 10,000-seat stadium.
Yeah, I think the max of that stadium hole I saw is like 1,400 people.
They'll have sellouts.
Yeah.
14,000, right? Not 1,400.
14,000, my bad. Okay, yeah, you're right.
All right. That's small.
But still, that's like, you know, they can get more than that at the Coliseum, I would bet. But whatever. I mean, I just think, like, I don't know how it got to this point. I feel for that fan base. I feel for that team and those players. Like, who's going to go sign with the A's over the next couple of years to go play in a AAA stadium?
Nobody. They also just don't spend anything, so it doesn't matter.
Right. But
hold on. I need updates on specific guys. Josiah Gray.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not going to be on the IL for too long. He can't come off until I think after April 21st, because they backdated that roster move. Look, good news. I mean, it's just a mass strain, a flexor mass strain. It could have been a lot worse. Whenever you hear that part of the body with a pitcher,
flexor mass?
What? It's like kind of in close to the elbow, kind of forearmish area.
Okay.
But I give Josiah a lot of credit because he spoke up after that bullpen session and said something hurt. You know, we've seen pitchers across the league coming down with injuries. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that play into that. But, you know, sometimes guys try to fight through the pain and make it worse. Josiah spoke up immediately. So hopefully they can get that treated and get him back on track in the minimum amount of time he has to spend on the IL.
Does that have anything to do with this new pitch clock, or is it just because guys are just wearing down?
I think that it's definitely a factor, B-Mitch. I think, you know, guys have never pitched at this pace before. You know, they're used to being able to take their time. I think also, you know, Josiah is a great example because Josiah throws like six different pitches. So you're talking about different grips, talking about different arm slots and stuff like that. And, of course, these guys are throwing harder than pitchers have ever thrown in their lives. So, you know, all of those factors, I think, play into why we're seeing so many injuries to pitchers to start this season, you know. And it's mostly starters, guys who throw heat for multiple innings and multiple pitches and then have to work at a higher, at a faster tempo than they ever had to.
All right. Now, so that wasn't good news, but it seems like they avoided anything major with Josiah. Excuse me. I don't know why that keeps happening. What's up with James Wood? He's mashing. Is there any chance he gets called up?
There's definitely a chance. Yeah, he's mashing. He's hitting over 400. He hit two bombs yesterday. It's only been nine games, but he's got an OPS over 1,300. His slugging is almost 800 by itself. His on-base percentage is over 550. So he's crushing the ball.
He's crushing it.
But I also point to the fact that he's also walking more than he's striking out. And that was a big thing for him last year with the over 170 strikeouts throughout the course of three different levels. You know, the Nationals really tasked him with being more in the strike zone, knowing the zone better, taking his walks. And he did that in spring training, in Major League spring training, and he's doing it now to start AAA season by walking more than striking out. It's going to be a roster thing whenever they call him up because their 40-man is full, and they would have to remove somebody to add him to it and then bring him up on the active roster. But when he does come up, even if he's not hitting, if he is able to show that he can, you know, handle Major League pitching and that he understands the strike zone and can draw his walks, I think that'll keep him up for the long run, even if he's not hitting for average or hitting home runs like we're used to seeing.
Wow. You think, like, May – like, what's a realistic timeline? May?
I think May will be because that'll give him, what, 20-ish games in AAA. I think that's a good starting point. I know people like to point to Jackson Holliday coming up for the O's just now, but, you know, he's struggling at the Major League level. And James has never – played AAA before this year. So, like, let's get him a little acclimated to that level. And then, you know, it's also giving guys who are struggling on the Major League roster time to fix their seasons, right? Guys like Joey Meneses, Joey Gallo, Eddie Rosario, guys that he would probably replace in the lineup, give them a chance to kind of maybe get their season right over the next couple months. But, yeah, I think sometime in May could definitely be a realistic option.
Dude, I get that. Everybody's got to take these West Coast trips. Like, it's just part of the balance of the game. But for the Nats to be 12, 15 games in and only, two homestands? Like, I feel like it just kind of stunts the excitement of baseball in the city, especially to go out west where every game's starting at, like, 10 o'clock at night and not that many people are watching.
That's true. That is a good point. For me, I would rather it happen earlier in the season than later in the season, kind of get it over with. Yeah. But, yeah, I see your point, you know, playing nine games out west after you only played six games at home. Yeah, it definitely kind of waters down the excitement. But I would point to, like, when they come back, they have three games against the Astros, and that whole weekend they're celebrating the five-year anniversary of the World Series. And then right after that, the Dodgers come to town. So those are two big opponents coming up when they come home. So hopefully people show up for that homestand because those are two big opponents and obviously celebrating the World Series.
Probably too far out. What are the chances we, like, get Shohei during that Dodgers series?
Probably hitting, right?
Oh, like,
he's
for
not
sure.
Gonna be pitching.
He's not pitching at all.
Right.
I don't think he's pitching at all this season. If not, maybe not until the second half. I would be surprised if he takes a mound anytime this first half.
So we just see him hit Jack's
bombs. Yeah.
That'll be fun, man. I didn't even think about that Astros series 5 years later. That's crazy. That's been 5 years. And we all got robbed of what should have been a really fun season after the World Series.
Yeah, and I think they're hoping that that weekend is going to be kind of a celebration of that since they did get robbed. I know a lot of former players are coming into town for it. Guys like Adam Eaton, Brian Dozier, Howie Kendrick. You know, maybe we'll see Strasburg after his retirement became official. Hopefully, I'm not sure. I think it'd be kind of like, you know, weird if the World Series MVP didn't show up, but we'll see. I think they're hoping it's going to be more of like a celebration weekend because the team got robbed of like a real parade or a real celebration with fans at the stadium.
Bobby, thank you for the time, Always appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, have a good weekend. Thanks for having me.
Bye, man.
Hit it straight. That's our guy, Bobby Blanco. Follow him on X at Bobby_Blanco. Don't forget, 1 o'clock is Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The sports calendar is loaded, and FanDuel is making it even more exciting to get in on the action. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 you can use to bet on attorney, MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian and make your first bet a big win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. DC listeners, soon you'll be able to bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports with FanDuel. In Virginia, you have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cross something interesting. So, I stumbled upon this chart via the Bureau of Labor Statistics that breaks down how much money Americans make by week, by age.
Mm-hmm.
Divided up into 9-year increments, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64.
Okay.
Of that group, who do you think makes the most money?
Call it done with again? 25
to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64.
45 to 54.
Landini? Landini agrees. Doesn't have his headphones on. He has no idea what I'm talking about. So, people 45 to 54 years old, on average, make $1,275 a week. It's actually the 35 to 44-year-old crowd that makes the most at $1,303. It's fairly close, but I guess it's 35 to 44, a little bit more. What's interesting to me is people 65 years and older are still clearing at least a G a week, $1,055.
They're working, bro.
Are they working, or is that retirement Social Security stuff?
I would think it's working.
How about this? 16 to 19-year-olds, on average, are clearing $622.
Yep.
Kind of interesting. I don't know. I guess enough kids have jobs. Especially once you're 18, 19, and you're in college or whatever, delivering beer and building bridges like Brian Mitchell.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, you got to figure it out some type of way.
Hard
work, baby.
Got to do something.
Pays off.
Sure does. I think it's a weird day because I think the Masters has kind of just, without anything really kind of blowing up in NFL cycles. Remember we were talking about earlier in the week, like, all right, this is the Masters week unless something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Rossini tweeted this out this morning, and I thought this was pretty interesting that it's very clearly what the league wants. I'll just read it. Just had an insightful draft conversation with a GM who strongly reminded me about 20 times that most teams are still undecided and no team is leaking to anyone who they are picking. Most organizations aren't even settled on who they are taking. It's still early. I think the teams like not having it. And honestly, unless, dude, outside of the top five, like whoever's at number nine legitimately has no idea who they're picking.
They have to wait and see what happens.
Because they don't know what's going to happen before them.
Yeah. But we know that. I mean, that's the ultimate thing, and like, it's not nothing she said is breaking news,
right?
I mean,
but I think people want answers, but they're still like 10 days out.
This is nothing new. People have always wanted answers. You know, just now you have so many ways to communicate, to where people keep sending out something new every day because that is what it's about now. Let's make it seem like we know something and you don't.
Agree with that. If you're paying attention, Tiger starting to slip a little. He's now 2 over par in Augusta. He's going to be physically tested here because he's going to have to play 24 holes today, 23 holes. And there's a lot of questions if physically he can hold up. We'll give you a full Masters update when we return. You'll listen to Beamish and Finley.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.